Hey, so I have a question for you. What if your leadership impact came down to just four types of questions? Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was in a board meeting for a company that I was a part of. And, you know, often these meetings are pretty dry and they're really numbers focused, right? And a lot of going through the motions with not a lot of new forward motion. But this time it was different. As we began the session, the chair framed things up with this simple question. What's the real conversation we need to have here today? There's a pin drop moment. There's all silence in the room. And until eventually someone piped up and said, I reckon we need to have a conversation about the story we're telling ourselves about our uniqueness in the market. I'm seeing new competitors popping up everywhere, and I think we need to have a good look at our strategy. And you could sense this subtle shift in the energy of the room. You know, finally, something real to work on together. Yes. And that single question changed what could have been another forgettable board meeting into our most strategic conversation of the year. And here's the thing. I reckon we often default to the same questions every time. The easy questions, the obvious questions, the questions that might give us the answers we're looking for, like how profitable were we this quarter? But not the questions that take us somewhere. Like, how sure can we be that we can sustain that profit over time? What assumptions are we making here? I see this not just as a governance issue, but at leadership in every level, we've got to really focus on the questions we ask. I guess Einstein might have said, if he'd been thinking about questions, we can't solve our problems with the same level of questions that created them. If we want our conversations at any level to have real impact and create forward motions, I reckon there's four types of questions you can ask. Let me talk you through them. First type are what questions, just the word what. What questions they set and clarify our focus for the conversation we're about to have. Secondly, there's what is questions. And these are questions that help us interrogate and understand what's going on more clearly. It's going to help us understand reality. The third question category is what if questions. And these are questions that ignite possibility and create some forward momentum. And finally, the fourth category is what now questions. And these are questions that create a sense of progress and momentum. So let's dig into those a little bit further. I want to talk you through them one by one. So starting with what questions. I reckon conversations go better when we're clear about the territory we're in. And what questions help us set and clarify that territory from the start? So you use these questions at the beginning of a conversation or a meeting. Questions like, what's the purpose of this conversation? Or what would a good outcome look like from this conversation? How much time do we have? Or what time do we have? What's the most interesting or important thing to focus on here? Get these questions answered first and you set yourself up for a really productive conversation. Secondly, what is questions? The productive conversations always have an element, I reckon, of discovery. And what is questions invite us to get beneath the surface to where the real stuff is, the stuff we can discover, to what is actually going on. The unexamined stuff, the stuff that if we're courageous enough to shine a light on it, it can show us what the real issues are and to point to new possibilities. These questions, once you've set and clarified your focus for the conversation, are the ones to use next. Questions like, what's the assumption we're holding here that we need to test? What's a question that we aren't asking? Or perhaps, how might this issue be a part of a larger pattern? And even though that question starts with how might, it's essentially still getting to the what is going on here. And these questions, while they might be uncomfortable when you're asking them, they get us to real, and we can work with real, and I reckon we need real. Third category is what if questions. So we've just talked about what is. What if questions are questions that ask us to imagine what might be possible, compared to, say, what is questions, which are examining what's going on now. Once we've had a good look at the territory, we can begin to think about how we might move through that territory differently by using what if questions. Questions like, what have we optimized for resilience rather than performance? What have we let go of the need to complete the sentence? What if we frame this in terms of what the next generation would thank us for doing for now? And these questions aren't about analysing the pros and cons necessarily. They're more about opening up our thinking to seeing things in new ways. And to bring it home are what now questions. So after some solid interrogation of reality and some energy shifting possibility generation, we need to land a plan. And what now questions help us determine a course of action and accountability. And questions here might be, what's the step we need to take now? And how will we check in and follow up on this? And how will we measure effectiveness of this decision? You know, it's questions like that. They're kind of like practical, get us focused, get us moving forward with some action and some clarity. They give us something concrete and something also to loop back on. Now, if you're listening to this, I want you to imagine a four-box kind of grid, like a quadrant model with a top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right, something like that. And imagine the top left, you've got what questions. And these are the set and clarify questions. Underneath that, in the bottom left, is what is questions. Going across to the bottom right, you've got what if questions. And then up to the top right, you've got what now questions. And if you think of like a you going through those, like from what to what is to what if to what now, what you're doing is you're kind of getting beneath the surface. You know, that line that's going across the middle, that's the surface of the conversation. And your job is to get beneath the surface. And I call these types of questions, the what is and the what if, surface piercing questions, getting beneath the surface to examine what's there, because that's where the real learning happens. Most conversations, I reckon, stay safely above the surface, and they stay in those obvious questions of what and what now. You know, what's the problem? What are we going to do about it? Yeah, but we really need to slow down and ask some of those other questions. That's where the breakthrough happens, if you're brave enough to get beneath the surface. That's where the real possibility for change lives, I reckon. So how do you build this into your leadership practice? Because knowing these four question types by themselves won't change anything. You've actually got to use them. Yeah. So here are three practical ways that you could make this framework stick. And I should say, by the way, if you can't really imagine that quadrant, don't worry, there's a link in the show notes that you can download a little toolkit and you can have a play with it. So these three practical ways of bringing this into your day-to-day practice. First, why don't you prime your next meeting? So before your next team meeting or one-on-one, just spend a minute to ask yourself, which is the quadrant? What type of questions does this conversation need most? So if you're kicking off a project, you'd probably lean into the what questions. And if the team seems a bit stuck, maybe try what is questions. And if energy's low, you need the energy to shift, get into the what if questions, because they really do shift that energy. And you've talked enough, get into the what now questions. So thinking about what are the questions that this conversation needs next or now? Yeah. Second thing you could do is create a question card. So why don't you could write one example question from each quadrant on some card and just keep it visible during meetings, because I reckon you probably catch yourself defaulting to some of those more obvious questions. But having some alternatives that you've kind of pre-thought, it'll help it make it easier for you to choose a different question. Again, the little toolkit will be useful. There's a whole lot of example, a bit of like a cheat sheet, if you like. You can check them out. The third thing you might want to try is just name the shift when you're in the conversation. So if you're moving between question types, you can say it out loud. So look, we've done good work clarifying what we're here for. Now let's dig a bit deeper. What's really going on here that we need to understand? If you name the transition between questions, it helps everyone in the room understand the journey you're taking them on. And that's good leadership. The goal isn't perfection here, it's progression. Start noticing which questions you naturally gravitate towards, because most of us will have a default type. And then deliberately practice the ones that feel less comfortable. You know, for me, I reckon it's the what I've had to learn before getting into this what if questions, because I'm all about possibility. I've really got to slow down and go, well, what's actually going on? And what's the real story we're telling ourselves here? Those what is questions, I'm continuing to build my muscle around those. Okay, so here's an invitation or a challenge for you for this week. Just choose one type of question to focus on for the next 7 days. Maybe you're great at getting into action, like the what now stuff, but you skip the discovery phase, which is the what is stuff. Maybe you're brilliant at possibility thinking like me, but you struggle to clarify the focus of the conversation up front, which are the what questions. So pick a quadrant that feels the least natural to you. And I reckon that's probably where the most value lies. Then in every meeting or big conversation this week, ask at least one question from that quadrant and notice what happens. Notice how people respond. Notice what new insights emerge. Notice how the quality of your conversations shift. And this matters because the questions you ask determine the conversations you have. And the conversations you have determine decisions you make. And the decisions you make determine the impact you create. So what question are you going to ask this week that you wouldn't have asked before? I hope this has been thought-provoking because we've dug a bit deeper, haven't we, into this idea of surface-piercing questions, getting beneath the surface, going a bit deeper. If you want to learn more about this, getting this idea of inquiry and asking questions, there's three other episodes that I think you'd really like. The first one that I recommend is the episode with KP on breaking out of answer mode. And we had a really good chat about how responsible adults, as she calls them, is they're the ones who ask curious questions. That's a really chunky episode on this idea. Also, I'd recommend checking out Kate Christensen, the episode I had with her, and talking about her book, which is called The Answer Trap, and how we love to rush to answers. And maybe we're better off asking some better questions first to get a better answer. And third, Simon Dowling. The conversation I had with Simon was all around why creating space matters more than efficiency. And I reckon what great questions do is create some space for different thinking. And if you can master that, you can get innovation, you can get a different sort of momentum and progress. All really great conversations around this idea of asking better questions. Feel free, I'd love it if you could share this with someone else. I always ask this question at the end, or this request to share with someone else what you've found useful. Share the episode, get a conversation going. Maybe build a question bank with someone else, like kick around the best question that you've asked or you have heard being asked. I reckon that'd be a cool practice. As ever, I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.